Hold still a moment, Jack. Your poppy's not right.
Who's in hospital?
Peggy.
Is she?
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Why?
You're not to worry, darling. It's like we said, remember? She suffered a little stroke last week.
Oh, dear.
But she's making a very good recovery. We walked all the way to the day room yesterday.
Oh.
It's not straight, is it?
What are you doing, Jennifer?
Lillian, I haven't pinned your poppy on straight.
Is it poppy day?
No, not yet, but Susan started selling them in the shop. Normally Peggy organises everything with the British Legion, doesn't she?
Oh, yes.
And as you're wearing a nice suit for Diane...
Diane?
Yeah, the lady who's coming from the Willows. The rest home. She'll be here in a few minutes.
What for?
To meet you and me and Jennifer and Tony.
Why is everyone coming here?
For a cup of tea and a chat.
Oh, that's nice.
Since Mum... Peggy's having a good rest in hospital. We thought perhaps you'd like a little break as well. The Willows is in a lovely spot and it's run by very nice people.
Oh.
And of course, we'll be visiting you all the time.
I'm going somewhere else, am I?
Yeah, only until Peggy's better, Jack. But you were looking forward to it earlier.
Was I?
All right, Chief. Ready to meet Diane?
Oh, yes.
Very nice lady from what I hear.
I'm looking forward to it.
That wasn't her on the phone, was it, Matt?
No, Jennifer. Can't make it.
Oh, she said she'd definitely be here.
Yeah, Brian's little indiscretion has got bellyache.
But Rory...
Jennifer doesn't want to leave while he's feeling sick.
Oh.
So she's letting you, the Chief and Tony decide if the Willows is going to be the business.
That'll do.
Good dog.
Lie down, Biff.
Do you know which ones, David?
Yeah, the two stragglers at the back. And this one.
Oh, it's been so wet. Well, lucky it's not more.
Right. Hold still. That's it. There we are, look. No smell.
Scald?
Yeah, and it is not going to become foot rot.
Boys, if you're having a kick about, steer away from the mud.
Thought Ben and Josh were watching cartoons.
Not with Pip Morton around the house.
Oh. She is being a real misery, isn't she?
She's driving them crazy.
She tried snapping at me over breakfast till I made it clear I wasn't having it.
Izzy still isn't speaking to her.
Yeah, well, all the same.
I'm not making excuses for her.
Can you spray it, love?
I told her she needs to book her ideas up.
Maybe we should have told her, Mum.
It's not our place to... Come on, let's get you
Yeah,
marked.
But if it was the other way round, I mean, if Karen knew something about Pip...
Izzy isn't even sure she is pregnant.
Oh.
We do more harm than good by interfering.
Off you go.
Oh, and we've had another order for a freezer pack this morning.
Yeah, who from?
Lydia someone in Edgeley.
Right, who's next?
I wrote the address down. I told her you're delivering on Thursday.
Oh. Is there any chance of you doing it this week?
I could do.
Because that's when they're dropping the trench digger off, and I want to make the most of the time.
How long are you hiring it for?
Well, it's 3 days. Hey, can you watch her?
Yeah.
That should let me get round all the paddocks.
With the tracks and fences in place, it's really shaping up. No, you don't.
Hey! Oh. Oh, got you. Well, I told Kenton it's starting to look good.
What was he ringing for?
Oh. He wants me to do him a favour.
I'm Tony, Jack's stepson. Unfortunately, our other sister can't be with us.
Oh, but she's happy to go along with whatever we decide.
I'm sure we can sort things out, can't we, Jack?
Oh, definitely.
Diane.
Ah, Diane.
And the gentleman who answered the door?
Oh, Matt, my partner, but he won't be joining us.
Oh, shall we start then?
Are you sure you haven't changed your mind about tea or coffee?
I'm fine, thanks. I've brought a brochure, Jack.
Very good.
To give you some idea of what the Willows is like. Could you...
Yes, sure. This is where you might be having your break.
Oh, there's lots of trees.
You know, I thought the grounds were absolutely beautiful when I visited yesterday.
A lot of our residents like walking down to the summer house in good weather, or getting someone to take them.
Very nice.
How do you manage with walking, Jack?
Well,
he uses a stick sometimes.
But generally he's pretty good getting around, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
So he doesn't use a frame or wheelchair?
Oh, no.
And what about mornings? Are you like me? Do you hate getting up?
Oh,
Would some assistance be useful?
Mum usually helps you, doesn't she?
He washes and shaves himself.
Of course I do.
Most days. But you like having someone to help you choose what to wear, don't you?
Yes.
Don't worry. One of our care assistants will come in to do whatever's necessary.
I like a cup of tea. First thing, a big cup of tea.
Don't we all?
It's important. I never allow guests to go thirsty at my hotel.
You worked in a hotel?
No, I own one.
Grey Gables. You pass it coming in from Borchester.
Oh, I know.
You had that for years, didn't you, darling?
Oh, yes. So I know all about staying in places.
Is this the type of room Jack would be in?
Yes. Both respite rooms look out onto the garden.
Oh, that's good. Jack loves bird watching, don't you?
Oh, yes.
What if he needed to stay longer than 2 weeks?
I'm afraid both rooms are fully booked after that.
It's only a bereavement creating a vacancy now.
Oh, right.
They are very popular.
That's a good sign.
So, do you like what you've heard about the Willows so far, Jack?
It seems very nice.
Yeah, doesn't it?
But do you have much trouble with rats?
Jack.
I don't want vermin scampering all over my food.
I don't think that's the case at the Willows.
It's a perfectly reasonable question, though.
Of course it is. Some hotels are dreadful that way.
We pride ourselves on good hygiene at the Willows, especially in the kitchen. Residents and guests are welcome to check at any time.
Good. That's all right then.
Stop struggling.
You've saved the most awkward to last, haven't you?
Yeah.
Is Bert taking the messy out again?
Yeah, he's worried about Wednesday. After finishing behind Jimmy Prentice in Haybury.
He's still got a reasonable lead for the cup, hasn't he?
Well, Haybury's sown a seed of doubt.
He's taking it too seriously, if you ask me.
He's obsessed.
Usha's getting just as competitive.
Yeah, mark her and then we're done.
She showed me her training schedule for the marathon yesterday. She's a complete masochist.
Yeah, I saw her chugging past Hollow Tree this morning. Off you go.
Are you coming back to the house?
Well, I thought I'd put the hurdles aside for Kenton first.
For fencing off the fireworks?
Yeah. Never thought Kenton was one for health and safety.
How come he's organising the firework display this year?
Well, Sid says he's busy enough looking after the food and drink. Right, let's get these back out.
Right.
So, he asked if Kenton wanted to take over the flashes and bangs.
That won't have been a long conversation.
No, he jumped at it. Wait, get back, Biff. Go on, go. Get back.
Out you go.
Well, we're determined to put on a better display than anything Sid's ever managed.
We're determined.
Go on! I half promised Kenton I'd help.
On the night?
Yeah, and with buying the fireworks. Although, we need a lot more cash if it's going to be anything decent.
Well, doesn't the parish council contribute?
Some money's been put aside. But we'll approach the great and good of the village for donations as well. So it doesn't all fizzle out in a couple of minutes.
Don't worry, I'm sure you and Kenton won't have any trouble making a spectacle of yourselves.
Apart from bringing all Jack's medication, his GP's details would be useful.
Oh, that's no trouble.
In that case, we'll see you on Tuesday, Jack.
Are you going now?
Unless there's anything else you'd like to ask.
Oh, no.
That's been very helpful, Diane.
It's been a pleasure meeting all of you. And I hope your mother makes a good recovery.
Thank you. We'll have a better idea if her vision starts improving.
What are you looking for?
I'm not sure if I brought my coat in here.
Oh, I think it's in the hall.
I'll find it for you.
Thank you.
No, don't worry. Jack, I'll show Diane out.
It's all right, I'll do it. You can get lost in a strange house, can't you?
Very easily.
This is the hall.
Oh, yes. I remember it from when I came.
He's taken to her good and proper, hasn't he?
Well, I'm impressed myself. You must be relieved.
Why?
To have him taken off your hands.
Oh, but don't put it like that, Tony. Well,
you know what I mean.
Look, if you're visiting Mum tonight, will you tell her?
What, about the Willows? Well, not yet.
Well, why not? She ought to know.
What if there's a last-minute hitch? Why worry her unnecessarily?
Bye now.
I'm just coming, Diane. I don't know, Tony.
Oh, well, I do.
Excuse me, Matt.
No, oh, sorry, Pushka.
Should we ring to let you know what time we're arriving?
Does Jack agree to it then, Tony?
Yeah. He's going on Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah?
After they've completed some electrical work in the room.
Well, probably the best place for the old fella, eh?
Right, well, if that's it...
Yeah, before you disappear, Tony, I've had a busy weekend because of you.
All right. How come?
Well, Lillian twisted my arm last week. Hard. So I've been twisting a few arms myself.
Really?
Yeah, the BL board. We've come up with a new figure for Bridgeville.
Well, I thought you'd ruled us out.
Well, if it was just up to me, I would have done. But your sister can be very persuasive. 825. Take it or leave it.
825,000?
Yes. Graham was going to ring you tomorrow, but since you were here...
Oh, that's still very high.
What, 150k less than we had in mind?
Yeah, and 50,000 more than we can afford.
Well, I'm sorry, Tony, you seem to be mixing me up with Mother Teresa. No more charity.
But, yes, but the thing is...
Which part of final offer is confusing you? If you don't want it, say so.
Well, I can't decide right now.
Why not? It's a perfectly straightforward proposition.
I have to talk it through with Pat. And the children.
Any minute I'm going to wake up and realise I'm robbing myself.
Now, it's no good pushing me, Matt. This is going to take a lot of thinking about.
All right. But don't take too long, all right? Or the deal's off the table. It's time to put up or shut up, Tony. OK.
I wondered what the commotion was.
Evening, Brian.
This late, I was half expecting a break-in.
Jazza only told me we were running short of pig feed after tea.
You need me help?
No, I'm okay. There's a delivery on Friday. This should tide us over until then.
Look, I've just been going through the email you sent this afternoon, Tom.
Bacon production costs?
Yeah, you seem to rate Carruthers very highly.
Well, they've given the best quote by far for curing.
Have you any idea what they're actually like?
I went round the premises last week, actually. Mm. It's small, family-run business, but very efficient.
Well, it's not a bad price.
I mean, ideally, I'll bring curing in-house one day, do a course myself, but at the moment...
Even with an outside processor, the margins seem pretty respectable.
Yeah, the big plus is the shelf life.
Ah. Well, bacon lasts a lot better than sausages. Ups the take per pig nicely. I think we should go ahead.
Yeah?
As long as we know there's a decent market for locally sourced bacon.
Yeah, there must be.
I'm assuming you've done some research.
Yeah, I've asked one or two people.
I mean, proper research, Tom.
Yeah, I'm onto it.
Huh, I'd have thought that was the first step.
I'm going to run a survey through all our normal outlets.
Well, that should do, as long as you crack on with it.
Will do. And,
Well,
while I was reviewing the business, Bren and I went through all the events we took Gourmet Grills to this year.
Oh, yes? Anything interesting come up?
Yeah, it was quite revealing. There was a massive range of margins.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, well, in the end, we decided to ditch half of them for next year. Now, I know what you're going to say.
Fine.
Oh, you're okay with that?
Well, cherry-picking the most profitable events is plain common sense.
Well, that's what I thought.
You've got to make the best use of your time.
Well, yeah. In fact, that's why I've had another good idea.
You didn't tell them they can eat as much of Clary's refreshments as they like, did you?
Oh, of course I didn't.
Because that'd be like handing Fat Paul a blank check.
I didn't promise anything definite. Right, is that enough apples to be going on with, Dad?
Yeah, well, let's level them out a bit.
I just said we'd make it worth their while at the end of the ghost walk.
And they knows what they're doing, Eddie.
Yeah, Fat Paul's going to be the pointman. Kenton's the dastardly roundhead who slays him.
Well, that's plenty to start with.
I don't know where the others have got to.
Well, if they don't help with the pressing, they can't expect no free cider.
Well, of course not. I hope we've sold plenty of tickets by Halloween.
Oh, we will do. Well, you might as well start shopping.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be a vintage year for cider, I reckon.
Of course, it's your beauties. It's about the only thing this summer was good for.
Yeah, you imagine, eh? Come February, sitting in the living room, supping a fresh pint in front of the plasma screen.
Oh, it's quite a monster you bought, eh?
A real bargain. and now you're upstairs.
Oh, it's a proper treat being next to the bathroom.
We've got to make the most of having a living room again.
Yeah, I was surprised Clary didn't kick up more of a fuss about the telly, though. Takes up a lot of space.
Yeah, it was a trade-off. I gave the walls a lick of paint and found the money for a sofa bed as well.
Yeah, well, that'll be handy right enough if William spends Christmas with us.
He hasn't said anything yet. But I'm with Clara yet. It's a good sign he's coming to Borchester tomorrow.
Yeah. Pity he won't come that bit further into the village, though.
It's progress, though, isn't it? Only having to take George 6 miles to see him, instead of traipsing off to Gloucestershire.
True, isn't it?
They finally decided to show their faces.
Evening.
Evening, Neil Carter.
Hi, Joe. Eddie.
What kept you, Tony? We started ages ago.
You haven't got very far, then.
I'd have been here sooner, but Susan didn't have tea ready till late. She'd been clearing up the mess outside.
Your wiener's got loose again.
No, this is from the work at Mike's place. A load of empty cement bags had blown over.
How are they getting on over there?
Well, they started sorting the drains. Susan gets annoyed with all the comings and goings, says it gives her a headache.
Oh, there's bound to be some disruption. Dividing a house in two.
Well, yeah. But they should make sure they clear up after themselves properly.
Oh, they'll do it eventually.
Well, I clear up thoroughly every time me and Christopher finish work over the shop.
I can't see the sense in being too fussy.
It's called taking a pride, Eddie. The flat's shaping up to be a nice little property.
Yeah, it'll make someone a good home.
Right, how about you finish chopping the apples, Tony?
Yeah, all right.
Me and Eddie will build up the cheese on the press.
Right, let's get stuck in then.
We can swap round as and when.
Yeah, I wasn't sure you'd be here tonight, Tony Archer.
No?
Well, your missus told Clary you got your hands full at the moment. Maybe buying the farm?
Ugh. I'm glad to have a couple of hours for getting that, to be honest, Joe. Especially since Matt Crawford started playing mind games.
Absolutely, Brian. I'll do some market research on the bacon ASAP.
Good. We don't want to hang around.
No.
I'm still not clear about this chap you're seeing on Wednesday.
Gary?
Yeah. I mean, how did you hear about him in the first place?
Oh, it was a personal recommendation.
Who?
He's certainly got plenty of experience with pigs.
I thought you said he was a gardener.
Yeah, at the moment. He's filling in for the council, but he was at a pig unit in Lincolnshire before that.
Well, if he knows what he's doing, he may be worth taking on.
You can see why I'm looking for an assistant.
What? If you're working this late, Tom, you obviously need another pair of hands.
So you don't mind?
There's no reason why I should, is there?
Well, no.
If you take on Gary or anyone else because you've got commitments elsewhere, it's none of my business.
Right.
I mean, obviously you're responsible for his wages.
Yeah, of course.
Imagine you'll need all the spare time you can get if your parents decide to accept the new offer for the farm.
Well, hang on a sec, what new offer?
Come on, we can squeeze a little more juice out.
Not much.
As soon as we bought it, we installed it in the tower.
Oh.
It didn't take long to get the tape on the bells and connect the sensors to the junction box.
Oh, is that a fact?
Now we can start training bell ringers without any... outside the tower here.
Oh, that's about it, Eddie.
Yep, I think you're right.
Oh, we've done very well tonight.
Yeah, should make a reasonable batch.
You're saying you've got the bell simulator fixed up, Neil?
Ah, yeah, me and Christopher did it Saturday. Now I'm searching for new ringers.
Yeah, it's a shame our William never got on with bell ringing.
At least he tried.
I've asked Jennifer to put a notice on the village website.
Oh, yeah? You mind if I leave you to deal with the pulp, Eddie?
Oh, no, it's going to our pots in the morning. You head off, Tony.
Yeah, he's bottled up some juice if he wants to take it with you.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, on the bench there.
Got it.
Ah, I've asked Linda to mention it in the parish magazine.
I bet she tried to nab you for the banto.
See you guys.
Bye now.
Yeah, cheers, Tony.
Bye.
Is this Jack and the Beanstalk? Her masterpiece?
Oh, she's been plastering up posters for auditions all over the village, hasn't she?
Did she persuade you to audition for something?
Well, I didn't actually speak to her. I left a message.
Are we having some bread and cheese before we clear, sir?
Oh, yeah. Good idea, Joe.
She was on at me earlier, telling me they're not doing the version Larry Lovell did 10 years back.
I didn't think much of that one. You couldn't hear half the cast, probably.
Yeah, she's dug up one she used when her and Robert lived in Sunningdale.
Clary made the sandwiches, so help yourself.
Ah, thanks. You having a go, then?
I said I might do.
He's got her coming on our ghost walk in return.
Are we having something to drink with this, Dad?
Oh, wait a minute. Are you buying tickets for it and all, Neil Carter?
Well, the ghost walk? I don't know.
It'll be the best we've ever done.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it'll turn your blood to ice. The most hideous and cruel slaughter acted out before your very eyes in the Millennium Wood.
Ah, well, in the Courier it said it'd be fun for all the family.
Oh, it is. As long as the family likes being terrified.
Does Helen know?
Oh, your mum's telling her now, while they visit your gran.
I can't believe you kept quiet about it. Brian knew before I did.
Yeah, well, of course he did. Anyway, I left you a voicemail.
I don't mean a couple of hours ago. I mean yesterday, when Matt made the offer.
Your mother and I wanted a little time to think it over. That's all.
Why?
What, to see if there's any chance at all of raising the extra money. There's no sense in getting you and Helen excited if we can't.
There's got to be some way of doing it.
Tom! It's 50,000 more than we offered.
Surely we can raise that.
We were stretching things as it was.
Dad, we're never going to get a better deal.
No, I mean it. Your mum's even looked at cashing in a little pension she's got.
Well, how much would that knock off?
Oof, barely 20,000.
It's a start, isn't it?
No, it isn't. She'd lose a lot by cashing it in now.
But if she did that...
Yeah, we'd still be 30,000 short. And she's lost a pension. We're ruling it out.
Well, what about asking Gran?
No.
Well, why not? She'd want to help.
Your grandmother's still very ill.
I don't mean right now. I mean when she's better.
Well, she may not get much better. And I'm sorry, but I'm not going cap in hand to anyone.
I don't see what's wrong with asking for a loan. When Gran gets better, she'd be mortified to think we'd struggled without her.
Now, the whole purpose of trying to buy the farm is to be independent.
I know that.
If we have to get the begging bowl out before we start, what does it say about us?
But we're only a little bit short.
Oh, £50,000 isn't a little. Especially on top of the whacking great mortgage we'd have to take out already.
But it's such a massive reduction.
It's still more than we can afford. Which I bet Matt knows. He's probably only doing it to impress Lillian.
What?
So he can say he's done his best to help. Which he hasn't. Portchester Land know they won't get any money for years if they don't sell to us now.
Which is why they're offering such a good price.
In the current climate, they're lucky to get anything at all. And Matt knows it.
Well, whatever his reasons, you can't turn it down.
But I haven't said we're going to turn it down.
No?
Not definitely.
Oh, for God's sake!
Your mum and I are going to explore every option before deciding.
Good!
But it's not looking promising.
We'll work something out.
Oh, Tom, I know you're an optimist.
It's not just me. Helen will say exactly the same.
Yes, probably.
And if you and mum can't find a way, we will.
No, it's not that simple. Your mum and I aren't getting any younger. And things are fine as they are now. Why would we just want stress after stress trying to pay a mortgage we can't really afford?
But we can.
Oh, now, perhaps. Just. But you know how changeable things can be. Oh, look, Tom, just don't get your hopes up. Or you and Helen are going to be horribly disappointed.
Where's he disappeared to now?
Oh, he's nipped to the loo.
What, again?
You know, I don't know if it's too much tea or nerves.
Lillian, Jack is perfectly happy about going.
Where have I put that little blue bag? It's got all his tablets.
First thing I put in the boot.
Oh, Matt, should we be doing this?
No question, Puscat.
Without even letting Mum know.
Look, let's just get Jack settled at the Willows, yeah? Then you can tell Peggy.
It just seems so underhand.
I know you don't like keeping her in the dark, but it's the only way to deal with an impossible situation. Really, look, how much sleep did you get last night, eh? With him in and out of bed.
Oh, I know. You know, you're being marvellous, Tiger.
I'm being practical.
Not just with Jack, with Pat and Tony as well. Such a generous offer.
Yeah, generosity don't come into it.
No.
At least now I can keep a straight face with the board when I tell them we've achieved the best possible price.
Yeah, well, it's a big drop from what you were asking.
Well, you're always in trouble with sitting tenants.
Even so.
And your brother hasn't the nous to scrape together what it's actually worth, so might as well rake in the pot before we lose it.
Yeah, well, whatever the reason, I'm really grateful, Matt.
The money's more used to BL than stuck in some organic piggy bank, assuming they've actually got the bottle to accept.
Peggy! Peggy!
Jack, darling, we're out here.
Oh, what, Lillian, what are you doing?
We're putting everything in the car.
Are we going somewhere?
That's the idea, Chief.
Matt is very kindly driving us to Felpisham, so you can have a nice little break.
Will?
Nick.
Didn't recognise me, did you?
Yeah, of course I did. Only your hair.
Yeah, you've not seen it like this, have you?
No.
Had it done ages ago. I wanted to change.
Oh. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Listen, thanks for, you know...
Are you all right?
Yeah. I didn't know if you'd turn up or not.
I said I would, didn't I?
Yeah.
Had to come in for some bits and pieces anyway. There's no good shops near Mum's.
Oh, are you going to the market?
Yeah, probably. Mia needs some new things.
Oh, how is she? And Jake?
Good. Yeah, they're both good.
Oh, good.
Are you going on to Ambridge?
No, Mum's bringing George here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said you were going swimming.
That's it. That's why I can't stay long.
Oh, it's all right. I've got things to do as well.
I just reckoned if you were going to be in town anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I was. So when you texted, I thought, well, why not?
Yeah, thanks.
Before you go to the baths, you got time for a cup of tea?
If you need any help, Jack, you only have to press the button.
All right.
One of the care assistants will come to see what you want as soon as they can.
Right, that's your jacket's hung up.
It's on a cord, so you can have it by the bed or take it with you if you sit by the window.
I see.
Expect that's where he'll spend most of his time, Diane, won't you, Jack?
Hmm?
You know, looking out on the garden, it's a lovely view, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
We hope, once you're settled in, you'll want to join the other residents in the conservatory or the lounge.
Yes, it's a fabulous conservatory. There's lots of bird feeders outside.
One or two of the residents help keep them topped up.
Oh, how about that?
What?
Well, perhaps you can help put out the bird food. Is that all right?
Of course.
Oh, and before I forget, your toilet bag's in the bathroom. Now, that's through that door.
I see.
It's very nice.
Completely refurbished 2 months ago.
Oh, must have known you were coming, Jack.
Oh.
Socks, pants and handkerchiefs are in the drawer. Everything else in the wardrobe. Now, you're taking...
I've got Jack's medication.
Right, well then, I think that's the lot.
Where's Peggy?
She's in hospital, Jack.
Is she meeting me here?
No, darling, no, you're having a little holiday.
On my own?
No, with Diane and some other new friends.
Oh dear.
Are you hungry, Jack?
Yes, I am.
Well, we're having afternoon tea now. Come on.
Oh, well, I'll hang on for that, if you like, Jack.
Why? Are you hungry?
To walk down to the dining room with you. You know, help you settle in.
Oh, you can if you like. What are we having?
I ain't proud of myself. I completely lost it.
How bad did you hurt him? Oh. You'd been provoked, though.
Yeah, but I didn't know I could get that angry. If she hadn't come back then, I don't know what I'd have... Well, it's a good job she did, that's all.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right.
You don't want to hear me go on about Emma anymore.
It's okay.
You must think I'm a psycho.
I'm lucky. Andrew never keeps a new girlfriend long.
No?
If ever one of them stuck around and started coming between me and Jake or Mia...
Ed was telling me I couldn't take my own son.
Yeah. That must have been... Well, if anyone did it to me, I'd get mad.
But it's still no excuse.
No.
Ah.
You've got to get to the baths.
In a minute or two. Are you going straight to the market?
I think so. Will they be busy? The swimming baths?
I don't know.
Well, at least it's not half term. I expect they'll be quiet.
Hmm.
I should take my two sometime. They love splashing about, but I'm not much of a swimmer.
Yeah, I remember you saying.
And Andrew never thinks of it.
Oh, right, I'd better.
Me too. Either I'll find the right thing for Mia straight away or it'll take forever.
Yeah. Thanks, Nick.
Don't be silly.
I mean it.
I've only had a cup of tea with you.
Plenty wouldn't.
It's all right. I always have one in town anyway.
Not just that. You know, for getting in touch.
I'm terrible, aren't I? If something makes me laugh, then I have to text somebody. You don't mind?
No. It was good hearing from you.
I wasn't sure whether to or not.
Mum will be there by now.
No, you get on, Will. I've got to sort out my coat and my bag and...
Okay. I'll see you, Nick.
Yeah. See you.
Bye, Jack. Bye.
What's the hold-up?
I want to wave goodbye, but he's not looking.
Got his head in the nose, mate, that's why.
Yeah, I might turn this way in a minute.
Puska, I've had a long walk round. Twice.
Jack!
I need to get back.
Oh, what'll happen when he realises we've gone? That I've left him on his own.
He won't even remember you brought him here. Let's go home, eh?
Hi, Will.
Bad moment?
No. Where are you?
At the baths.
You got there in time.
Yeah. Look, you can say no to this.
What?
If I'm coming back to Borchester now and again. Well, if Mia and Jake want to go swimming.
Oh.
I've so much time to kill when I'm not at work. I could come down early one day.
You'd take them?
Yeah.
Right.
I'd pick them up and drop them off afterwards.
Oh.
Or you could come as well if you want. You don't have to get in the water. There's a cafe where you can watch the pool.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't matter, though. Say no if you don't want me to.
When are you thinking of?
I don't know.
Well...
I'm not coming down for the next couple of weeks. Hang on, George. Wait for Daddy.
Oh. Is it just you coming with us?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just you, me, Jake and Mia.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Wait a moment. I can't get a signal in the changing room. It's only with you saying they never get a chance.
Oh, I wasn't hinting.
Oh, I know that.
All right.
You want to?
Yeah, Jake would like it. And Mia, but... But Will, it's just swimming.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want them thinking that you and me...
No, that's not what I meant at all. After what happened with... well, you know... I'm done with all that.
You want one, Puss?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, thanks. G&T are just about finished me off.
What's wrong with that? If you want an early night, we've got the house to ourselves again.
Diane says he's taking part in a quiz.
Oh, you haven't just rung the Willows.
Well, I wanted to be sure there aren't any problems.
You can't start bothering them every 5 minutes.
Look, I'm not going to, but his first
Look,
evening...
leave them to, yeah?
Well, Diane didn't mind. She says he's thoroughly enjoying himself.
Well, that's good.
She would do, though, wouldn't she?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well, she would.
If she says he's happy, leave it at that.
Suppose he's miserable, mad, or frightened.
Lillian, we're not going over all this again, are we?
I mean, who can he speak to? He doesn't know anyone there.
He knows Diane, and you said the other carers are very nice.
Well, as far as you can tell in a short visit.
It's not like he's in prison. You can visit whenever you like.
Yeah, but...
Look, what's the alternative? Staying here some more? Puss... He was confused and unhappy.
Unhappy? With us?
Some of the time, yes. Very. He didn't know where he was, how to work anything. He was completely lost.
But he'd have exactly the same problems there.
No, he won't. Because the Willows is designed for people like Jack, and there are professionals on hand the whole time, yes, who know how to deal with him very much better than we do. That's why we're paying top dollar.
Well, I suppose so.
Best thing for him. And for us.
Maybe.
You've got to admit, you've run yourself ragged the past week.
Oh, I know, it's been exhausting.
And now we've got our lives back. So let's enjoy it, eh? Instead of fretting over what you can't change.
Oh, I know.
And you've taken good care of him.
Well, we both have.
You didn't just fob him off on any old care home.
Oh, certainly not.
You visited the Willows. You had a long talk with Diane.
Yeah. I suppose compared to some other places he could have gone to.
It looked fantastic to me. So you've absolutely no reason to feel guilty.
Don't you ever get tired of being right?
That was difficult at first, but I'm getting used to it. Honestly, Pussycat, you couldn't have done any better for Jack.
No. I only hope Mum feels the same way when I tell her tomorrow.
You really watched me the whole way, Tom?
No.
Shame, always worked better with the boss hovering over my shoulder.
I'm meeting Gary up here. Want to see what he's like around the pigs.
Well, he knew where to find you.
Well, I told him where I'll be. I'm glad I came up here, actually. You should have cut all this back days ago.
My job's feeding and housing.
Come on. Keeping the field secure? It's pretty basic, Jazza.
It's
a miracle the fence hasn't shorted.
Oh, you've got eyes the same as me. Could you not see the grass getting up to the wire?
I've been a bit busy, Jazza.
Well, me and all. If you stop gassing, I'll get on.
Before you do, tell me again what you know about Gary.
All right. Now then, let's see.
Oh, you can't remember without a rolly.
Oh, I may as well while I've stalked her.
I know his experience with pigs.
Aye, definitely.
But what's he like as a bloke?
Okay, if you what I've heard.
Heard?
Oh, I know his mum better than him, really. Maureen, two red top every other morning.
But you do know Gary?
Oh, I've seen him a few times. He's sound.
I hope so. It's getting really difficult for me covering your days off, and it can only get worse.
Have your parents buy the farm? Are they any nearer deciding?
I mean, running two pig operations. I haven't even started the marketing survey Brian wants yet.
Well, relax. Your staff problems are over. Here comes your man. And didn't he look keen?
Mum? Mum? It's all right, darling. I'll come back after a cup of tea. My news will keep.
Mainly on the dry sow unit to start with.
Uh-huh. And these were...
At large white landrace crosses.
Oh, they're seriously boring pigs.
Jazza.
I'm only saying. You know what these are, Gary?
Gloucester old spots.
That's right.
Now they're a sensible beast. Better company than most folk doing the bull.
I know what you mean.
So, anyway, you were in the dry sow unit.
I was getting my ears bashed by Nathan Booth last night. Mere entertainment and a piece of toast.
Don't you need to get back to work?
See that, Gary? He's a real slave driver.
Jazza.
Oh, right, I'm all smoked up now, anyway. I'll get the fence cleared.
Actually, you can leave the rest of it.
What, after all that grief?
I'll finish it. It's more important you get the damaged farrowing arc down to the yard.
All right, you're the boss. I'm off at 1:30.
You'll easily get it done by then.
See you, Gary.
Bye. Doesn't know when to stop talking, does he?
I don't know. Never spoken to him much.
Oh.
He's more Mam's friend.
Oh, okay. So, what jobs did you do in the dry sow unit?
Day to day, I was responsible for feeding, watering, keeping them clean. We had a dump feed system.
Uh-huh. And what about record keeping?
Well, the unit manager did most of that. Danny Sidebottom, they called him.
Quite a name.
He used to get some stick for it.
I can imagine. He's the referee you mentioned.
Yeah.
Have you remembered to bring his contact details?
Oh, somewhere.
And what about in-pig experience?
Oh, yeah. After the first few months, I moved on to the farrowing unit. And I've got... Oh, here we are. I knew I picked it up. That's the code for Lincolnshire.
Oh, great, thanks.
You'll have to be careful. Mum says my ones look like sevens and sevens like ones.
I'm sure I'll work it out.
And I can drive a forklift.
Oh, you've done the course?
Oh, yeah, and I have a clean driving licence.
Ever used a tractor and trailer?
Yeah. Oh, not the pig unit. On the gardens, funnily enough.
So why did you stop working with pigs?
We moved. All the pig outfits here seem to be closing, so I thought I'd try gardening instead.
But you've had enough of it.
Yeah, lay a few of us off. Last in, first off the boat, like.
Right.
I'd rather go back to what I'm good at.
Well, whoever I take on will spend the first few days shadowing Jazza.
Oh.
Learning the basics, bringing feed up, drawing down the arcs.
How often do they do that, the arcs?
Oh, this time of year, every few days.
So you check daily?
Yeah, pretty much. It's not difficult while they're feeding.
Friendly enough, aren't they, Gloucesters?
Yeah, fairly docile.
Just right for outdoors, I should think. Good and hardy.
Oh, you obviously know something about them.
I've never worked with them before, but I read up on pigs at home. Always have done.
Okay. And it's not just being good with stock. I need someone who can work unsupervised.
Well, I don't mind that.
From next week, you'd have to cover Jazz's days off on your own.
Oh, I was left on my own a lot, doing the parks. I prefer it, really.
And I need someone prepared to be flexible about hours.
No problem.
If things work out... Well, there's some business stuff going on with my family.
Oh.
I may not be spending much time here in future.
So... This might become more full-time?
Possibly. If you're interested at the rate I mentioned on the phone...
Oh, definitely.
When could you start?
Right now?
Really?
I brought my overalls just in case. I'm always happy to get stuck in.
How does a trial period of a month sound?
Suits me.
Great, then the job's yours. If you want it.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Archer.
Tom.
Oh, you don't know what it means to me. I'm really grateful.
Yeah, good. What do you like with a strimmer?
You should have woken me, dear.
I didn't want to.
I only lay on the bed to rest my eyes.
Use the stick, Mum.
Makes me look like an old lady.
It's only till you're better.
Shall we go to the day room, Lillian?
Well, I was going to suggest staying here for a minute or two.
Barbara's always telling me to keep moving.
She the physiotherapist?
Doesn't give me a moment's peace, though I suppose it's for my own good.
Let's go there in a minute after we've caught up.
Oh?
Look, if you sit down, Mum, I'll perch on the bed.
Oh, if you like, dear.
If you put your hand on the arm.
Someone must have moved it. It's further away than I thought. This blessed eye is still not right.
Here. Oh. Do you want a pillow behind you?
Oh, I'm all right like this, thank you. Now, you're talking about Tony and Pat buying Bridge Farm. I know they can't make their minds up, but they won't tell me what's stopping them.
No, it's Jack.
What's happened?
Oh, nothing. Nothing, Mum. He's perfectly all right.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you gave me such a start.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, he's fine. But to be truthful, he was starting to find life rather difficult with us.
Oh, dear.
But it's nobody's fault. It's nobody's fault. He just couldn't get used to the layout. He almost tumbled downstairs one night.
Oh, no.
And he was sleeping badly, so we put our thinking caps on.
Has he gone to Jennifer?
No. We took a long time to come to a decision. And we talked about it with Jack.
Lillian?
And decided, all of us, Tony and Jenny as well, that he'd be much happier and safer somewhere he can be looked after all the time.
You sent him away?
Only for a couple of weeks.
You never even discussed it with me. How dare you?
Mum, you've been too ill.
Where is he?
Well, we were lucky enough to find a beautiful little place in Felpershire.
So you just got rid of him?
No, Mum, of course not.
Was he such a terrible burden?
It's not that.
Oh, Lillian.
He was happy to go.
Because you made him feel unwanted.
No, Mum, please, just calm down. You're going to make yourself ill again.
How could you, without telling me?
I wanted to tell you.
Then why didn't you? I see.
We only wanted what's best for him.
Tony and Jennifer are in on this.
We all discussed it together with Jack.
As if he'd understand.
But he does.
How long have you been plotting it?
We haven't been plotting.
The whole time I've been in here?
No.
Is he there now?
We took him to the Willows yesterday.
Oh, the poor love.
Mum, Mum, he felt at home so quickly. He didn't even notice me leave.
He could be all right anywhere for an hour or two. But when he's left on his own too long... How was he last night?
Look, we haven't heard of any problems. And Jenny's going in to see him this evening.
You haven't been back.
We wanted to give him time to settle in. Oh, please, Mum, no, please sit down. It won't do you any good getting agitated. Please.
I promised myself this would never happen.
We'll go in and see him every day.
I trusted you, Lillian. How could you?
Nice job.
What?
I said you've made a nice job of it, Gary.
Oh, thanks.
Did Jazza drag you off to help with the art part way through?
No.
Oh, it's taken you a while to clear this stretch then.
I like to be thorough.
Yeah, I can see. Well, that's good.
Nice and steady gets the job done.
That's right. I didn't manage to get hold of Danny.
Oh, have you tried ringing him?
Yeah, just now.
You haven't muddled up my ones and sevens, have you?
No, I got through to the pig unit, okay?
Well, I was going
to
say...
But he's moved on since you were there.
He hasn't, has he?
Over a year ago, apparently.
Oh, he's my best reference for pigs. I don't know what to suggest, then.
Look, don't worry about it.
I can ask someone from the parks department, if you like.
No, it's okay. The present unit manager's going to chase him up.
Really?
When he gets time, he said.
Well, Danny will tell you about me. Oh, does that mean...
No, it's fine. You'll still get your trial.
Oh, great.
The reference is my problem. You just concentrate on picking up the job.
Let me give you a hand.
I can manage myself.
Do you want me to get a nurse, Mum?
No. I'll be all right if I lie down for a few minutes.
I'm so sorry.
Stop saying that.
Well, I am.
It's my own stupid fault.
Of course it isn't.
I shouldn't have trusted any of you.
Look, we didn't tell you what we were thinking because we didn't know if we could find somewhere good enough for him.
His family should have been good enough.
I promise. If he's not happy at the Willows, we'll bring him home straight away.
Are your promises really worth anything, Lillian?
Mum!
Well, if my children won't look after him, I'll just have to hurry up and get better myself, won't I?
He's only there for a few days.
Stupid, stupid illness.
Oh, Mum, please don't.
I'll get out of here and bring Jack home. Where he belongs.
You're only going to make yourself worse.
I've let him down.
No, you haven't.
I have. I wanted to take care of him. And I've let this happen. It's so stupid of me.
Oh, darling, you mustn't get so upset.
Go away.
Mum!
You heard me, Lillian. If you really don't want to upset me, please go away and leave me in peace.
I haven't had sponge pudding for ages.
Smashing, isn't it, Tony?
I thought I was going to miss lunch, seeing the feed merchant and then visiting you.
Oh, do you want some more custard?
Oh, I've got enough, thanks.
I'm having some more.
Well, it's very kind of them, inviting me to join you.
Oh, that's the last of it, I'm afraid.
You seem to be enjoying yourself here, Jack.
Do I?
Yeah, you were chatting away 19 to the dozen to the Polish assistant when I came in.
Oh, the girls are all very kind.
Yeah, I can see that.
And, Tony, some of them are very good looking.
Will you forgive me if I carry on, Jennifer?
Oh, of course.
Helen was expecting 2 boxes of leeks an hour ago.
Oh, go ahead, Pat. I just thought you and Tony would want to know.
Peggy's not really going to discharge herself, is she?
She was perfectly serious about it when I got there.
Oh, no.
Fortunately, the ward sister managed to talk some sense into her. She's persuaded her to accept a proper discharge plan.
What's that involve?
Well, being assessed by the OT and seeing the physio again and getting advice from the social services.
I've got to admit I haven't seen her since Monday, but she was in no state to come home then.
She still isn't, if you ask me. It took her 2 or 3 goes to pick up a cup of tea. Her sight's no better.
Well, she says it is, but I haven't noticed any difference.
Well, can't we persuade her to stay till there's been a little more improvement?
She's too angry to listen, Pat. She said she's making her own decisions now, since she can't trust her children.
Oh, Jennifer.
Oh, it's all right. I still believe we acted in Jack's best interest.
Oh, so do I. We all do.
It's just... poor Mum. She's nothing else to do except worry about him all day.
That's the trouble, isn't it?
And she seems to imagine that the Willows is some monstrous Victorian pile.
Well, perhaps if I take the brochure in...
Look, it won't make any difference, Pat. She won't listen. She says we've abandoned him.
Oh, dear.
She started crying when she said it. And when I tried to hug her, she just pushed me away.
Oh.
Well, I got off lightly compared to Lillian, didn't I? She was so hurt last night.
An awful situation.
Yes. Oh, even with a discharge plan, Mum could be out of hospital in the next few days.
Yeah, I imagine they'll be glad to free up the bed.
When she is, she's determined to bring Jack home.
He cornered me at Brookfield. Oh, wasn't going to let me go till I turned him into a champion.
Why does Bert think you're such an expert?
David mentioned some of the exercises I occasionally use with the cricket team.
Oh, got one, Monty.
Made out I was some kind of sports psychology guru.
Oh, I don't quite see you as that.
He only did it so Bert would bother me, not him. He was shattered coming forth to Jimmy Prentice yesterday.
Well, Morty's about ready, aren't you, boy?
Yeah, he's always been good with his boosters.
That's all right.
So I dredged up every last tip I could remember just to get away.
Next week's ploughing match is the decider, isn't it?
Yep. And now Bert's slipped back to second place, he's convinced Jimmy's unbeatable.
Oh. Are you finished?
Uh-huh.
Well done, boy.
So, is that all the vaccinations?
Apart from the hunters.
Oh, yeah, well, we're better off doing them in their stalls.
All right. Come around, boy.
And as soon as I got away from Bert, Eddie was after me to buy tickets for his ghost walk.
Oh, you haven't agreed, have you?
I said we'd see nearer the time.
We're likely to be quite busy next week.
Huh? I think he's after a treat.
Oh, yes. Here we are. Nice piece of turnip for you.
I'm more busy than usual.
Well, Mum's taught me into helping with Jack and the Beanstalk.
I didn't know she was involved.
Yeah, Linda's persuaded her to be costume mistress. Then Mum decided she'd need some help.
Well, I'm not surprised. How big's the cast?
Oh, it shouldn't be too bad. We borrowed some costumes from Floss for the last Jack, and Mum wants to do the same again.
And there's no one better at sweet-talking favours out of Larry Lovell.
No. Though we have to make our own giant and singing harp costumes.
Yeah, well, I'd have thought staging it'll be the real challenge.
Ah.
A huge beanstalk... the giant's castle?
Look, I've not actually committed you to anything yet.
Right.
But when I rang Linda to say I'd help, she was so enthusiastic about the show. Family friendly and magical, she said.
And?
I got slightly carried away and I sort of agreed you might like to be in charge of set building.
So, we're agreed about the lodge.
It'd be unthinkable for Peggy to go back there on her own.
Oh, I keep coming back to the idea of moving in with her for a while.
I'm taking Rory with you.
Oh, I know. It's not feasible.
I did wonder about her coming here.
Oh, it'd never work, Pat. You've got so many awkward little corners.
I know. And if she's not seeing clearly...
Well, it's good of you to think of it, but no...
And it's not fair to expect Lillian to play host.
Oh, no, she's done more than her fair share with Jack.
I can't see Matt wanting another guest so soon either.
No. Oh. So what are we going to do?
She can be quite lively.
I'm used to Loganbury by now.
Hello, girl.
And you don't need to keep apologising.
You don't feel railroaded?
No.
Oh, don't be silly, Loganbury. You know Alistair.
You know, one of my favourite memories from school is building a colonnade for Romeo and Juliet.
I know. You've told me all about Valerie Pitkin.
Have I?
More than once.
Well, it wasn't just the chance to ogle her. It was making the set work in a difficult space.
Oh, yes, yes. I believe you.
So you can tell Linda I'm happy to do it. Here we go.
Steady, steady, steady.
What about trying to get Daniel involved as well?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
There. Well done, girl.
Yeah, he's been enjoying drama this term. Perhaps he'd like to be in it.
Oh, I was thinking more backstage. You know, it's one thing acting in class.
I know. I've got some sugar for you.
But the village panto, oh, not very cool.
Good girl.
If we went to the auditions, he might tag along.
Oh, when are they?
Night before bonfire night, I think.
I'll have to check my diary.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said you had a GA meeting on the 4th.
Well, there's another one in Felpersham I could go to that week.
No, it's all right. Daniel and I'll go on our own if we want to.
You sure?
Yes, yeah. I know how important the local meeting is to you at the moment.
Well, not just for me. I want to see how Ryan's doing.
Ryan?
I mean... Oh, it doesn't matter. You're not likely to tell anyone, are you?
Is that the chap you mentioned?
Yes, but forget it, will you?
It's all right, darling. And it's not like I know any Ryans anyway.
I was thinking about him earlier, that's all. Wondering how he's getting on.
You're really concerned about him, aren't you?
Well, when you watch someone making the same journey and you know all the pitfalls, it's tough for him.
I'm sure.
He's got a young family. I can't think he earns much money.
It's never easy, though, is it?
No.
He's lucky to have someone like you to take an interest.
He seems to have latched onto me a bit.
Have you ever thought about getting more involved?
With GA?
Yeah, you know, taking on more responsibility.
No, I'm happy the way things are. Why?
Well, you seem to be good at getting through to people. It's nice to see you getting so much out of it.
Well, it's only with Ryan I felt it made a difference. You trying to get me out of the house more often?
No, but the less time you have for fond memories of Valerie Pitkin, the better.
He was happy as Larry. When I left, one of the assistants was taking him to fill a peanut feeder.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, unfortunately, your gran's convinced he shouldn't be there at all. Annie?
How does she make that out?
Oh, she's only being protective.
Well, it's not going to make life any easier if she comes out of hospital too soon.
Don't forget to take your poppy when you go, Tom.
Oh, thanks. You didn't have to buy me one.
Oh, I was in the shop anyway.
Perhaps Helen can convince Mum that Jack's happy.
Well, from what Jennifer was saying, I doubt it.
Oh, what? Helen's visiting Gran now?
Yeah, she decided to go in after work.
Ugh. Bren and I are going out in half an hour. Do you know when she'll be back?
Well, not for a while yet.
Well, we're going to have to talk without her then. Have you two made your minds up yet?
About buying the farm?
I'm not going to be thinking of anything else, am I?
It's important to us as well, you know.
So what are you going to do?
We really have given it a lot of thought.
Yeah, we've looked at every possible way of raising money.
Yeah, I've been right round the barns. At a pinch, we could sell one of the trailers. And there's an old sprayer we can do with that.
Yeah.
My father was even willing to sell the MG.
Yeah, well, if that's what it took. But, well, frankly, there's no point.
You're not going to accept Matt's offer?
I know it's an awful disappointment.
It's not a disappointment, it's crazy.
We were stretched to the limit at 775, Tom.
Another 50,000's just too much.
But we're so close.
Putting that much more on the mortgage would leave us too vulnerable.
Mum, Dad said something about a pension.
Well, yes, I looked at cashing it in.
Well, if that's 20,000 knocked off.
But then I won't have it when I retire. Well, I know it'll only be a pitiful amount.
Yeah, but at least it provides some kind of security.
Once Helen and I have really got things going here, the farm will provide all the security you need.
Oh, Tom.
If we say no, we'll never get another chance like it. I know it'll be hard, but I'm sure we can manage.
Well, I don't see how.
We'll do everything you said. Sell off what we can to raise capital, put the rest on the mortgage. We've got to!
Love, I understand the arguments both ways, but
well,
we...
then!
And if I were your and Helen's age, I'd probably feel the same way.
Yeah, we know how much this means to you.
No, Dad, I'm sorry, but you don't. Huh? You don't know what I'm feeling at all, or Helen. This isn't just a business opportunity, this is our future.
We can see that.
When you took on the tenancy, you knew it would come to us, right?
Yes.
And that if either of us had children, it would go on to them.
Well, the tenancy's for 3 generations, yes.
So you knew all your hard work was for something, but Helen and I won't get that luxury. OK, we can pass it on if we have children, but that's it, then it's gone. Probably within our lifetimes. And meanwhile, we'll have Borchester Land kicking us around the whole time. If it's not the pack house, it'll be something else. There's always something else.
Oh, Tom.
Unless we have the guts to do something now. We finally have the chance to take charge of our future. So come on, what are you going to do?
Right, I should easily have the loop line finished by lunchtime tomorrow. Then I'll start laying the pipeline on Monday or Tuesday. It's a two-man job, so if Ruth's not around, is there any chance it... Bert?
What? Oh, yes, I can give you a hand.
Were you watching Rocky last night?
No.
Huh. Starting Monday or Tuesday, you have to feed the pipe out from the roll. I'll lay it along the trench. Then there's the back... You know, that's really quite annoying.
What is, David?
You humming the theme from Rocky all the time.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, I think so. It's not very easy to tell.
Well, it's the tune off a CD I bought yesterday. Alistair stressed the value of inspirational music if you want to be a winner.
Oh, right.
I dashed straight into Borchester. Stirring Sports Anthems, or some such it's called.
This is getting you psyched up for next Wednesday.
Yeah, he's giving me real hope for the ploughing match. He explained all about visualisation as well.
Oh, yeah.
He told me to remember a perfect furrow I've ploughed in the past, then relive doing it in me mind's eye again and again, till it comes second nature.
Well, that sounds like good advice.
Of course, takes a bit of time to imagine if you're going to do it properly. Frieda wondered why I was staring at the wall last night.
Yeah, well, she would do.
Said I looked completely gormless.
Well, women don't always understand a sportsman's sacrifices.
Yeah, well, I've mastered getting up into the cab already and adjusting the little cushion I has with me.
Oh, yeah.
But then my mind starts to wander. And suddenly I'm chasing Jimmy Prentice down a furrow.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, planning what to do in the vicarage garden.
Azusha got you started on that?
Well, I'm making a border for her to put some bulbs in. The real work begins with the veg patch next spring. Yeah.
Hello, Pipsqueak.
And, of course, by the time I get back to my imaginary furrow, it's all over the place.
Pip, oh, Philippa, not Pipsqueak.
Okay.
Ah, had a good day at school?
No.
Oh, don't tell me you got the probability trees wrong. You spent ages on them.
My maths was fine. It was Donna Bailey and her brother.
Is this the Baileys from Grange Spinney?
Yep. Their mum's heard that Ambridge Heat and Power's collapsed.
Yeah, collapsed isn't exactly fair.
They've been on at me all day. Your parents are such losers.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, there's always one or two idiots.
Ooh, there's more than that, David. There was quite a few in the bull last night. Glad Loxley Norton's getting the digester, not us.
Wonderful. Listen, Pip, if you want to forget school, how about putting your overalls on and giving Eddie a hand with the milking?
Josh has gone with him.
Well, why not get warm in the house then? It's turning quite chilly out here.
Because Ben's running round in there. He's being a right pain.
All right, all right. You're finding rather a lot of things a pain at the moment, aren't you?
The nurse said I'd find you in here, Mum.
Jennifer.
I went to your room first. Didn't think about the day room.
I wanted to walk.
Oh, isn't it gloomy outside? What on earth's it going to be like when the clocks change tomorrow? Now, how are you?
Feeling much better.
Oh, that's good.
I saw the occupational therapist this afternoon.
Yes, yes, I know.
She can't see any reason why I can't go home soon.
Well, actually, I've just been talking to some of the staff about that.
Behind my back.
And perhaps there are one or two things we should discuss before we think about you being discharged.
So, once the loop line's in...
Going round all 30 paddocks, it is.
Yeah, and there's a riser in each paddock, feeding into a concrete trough.
Yeah?
The clever part is having one trough on the boundary of every two paddocks.
Yeah, so we'll only need 15 troughs in all. And once they're in place...
Well, that won't be for a few weeks yet, though, will it?
No, but when they are, we'll be all set for the new grazing regime next spring.
Great.
You busy, David?
Hello, Ruth.
Hiya. Hey. Do you want...
Oh, the dry feed keeps stopping and starting the feeder wagon.
Oh, not again.
There's some kind of blockage. I can't see what it is.
No, don't worry.
You all right without a quart, Pip?
I'm fine.
I'll finish trenching for today. I'll take a look now.
Thanks.
You want a hand, David?
No, it's all right. I can manage.
Whoosh, no bother. Now, what you want to do before anything else is visualise the feeder wagon working normally again.
Yeah, or I could just get my toolbox.
Do you want to help me get tea ready?
Do I have to?
No, it's a free choice.
Well, no thanks then, Mum.
What are you going to do instead? Carry on mooching round here?
I'll think of something.
Still down in the dumps.
I'm all right. What are you cooking? Not oven chips again.
I take it Izzy's still not speaking to you.
No. She's been off school all week.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Hadn't told you, that's why.
Do you know what's wrong with her?
No.
And none of her other friends have said?
Well, not to me. Not that she's got a lot of friends.
Well, look, there's no sense in worrying.
What if her mum's found out?
That she is pregnant.
Or a stepdad. He might have chucked her out.
Do you think that's likely?
Or maybe she's done a runner because she doesn't want them to find out. She could be anywhere.
Well, why not ring her and find out?
I can't.
I know it's really hard when you've had a falling out.
It's not that.
Well, whatever it is, your best friend's clearly going through a crisis. She probably wants your support more than anything else. She's just too proud and upset to ask for it.
No, she isn't. I texted her yesterday.
Oh.
Just, hi, how are you?
Any answer?
No. She obviously doesn't want to stay friends with me.
You don't know that.
I do, Mum. Otherwise she'd have texted back.
There could be any number of reasons.
Oh, it's all right. It doesn't matter. Couldn't care less anyway.
Yeah, just a small one, Tail. I don't want to rub it in that I thrashed you. Oh. Hello?
Matt, it's Tony.
Ah, afternoon.
Just to let you know, we've made our decision.
Yeah, you'll have to speak up. I'm in the bar at the golf club and it's getting lively.
Pat and I have made our decision. I've informed our solicitor and Graham Ryder, and we've started to arrange funding.
Yeah?
We want to buy the farm.
Okay.
Right, well, that was all I wanted to say. I'll let you get back to your drink.
Okay.
Bye.
Ciao. Oi, Terry, make that a double and see if they've got any cigars, will you?
If you let me go ahead of you, Mum.
Stop fussing, Jennifer.
Well, we could have stayed in the day room if you liked.
And have everyone listening in to our conversations.
No, do you want me to take your stick?
No.
That isn't the easiest of chairs to get into.
I'm perfectly all right. Oh!
Oh, Mum.
I'm all right. It's only you fussing made me slip.
No, it isn't. I know you're finding it difficult to move around.
I got in and out of the room perfectly well before you came.
And I've been watching you the whole way along the corridor, where you keep turning your head to the left.
So you're spying on me now?
No, I'm not. You're still not seeing normally to that side, are you?
It's getting better all the time. It'll soon clear up.
Well, that's what we hope. There's no guarantee.
I'm quite well enough to go home.
As it happens, I was lucky enough to catch Dr. Jenkins for a few minutes when I came in.
And what's he got to say?
Oh, by and large, he agrees that you're ready to leave hospital.
There you are, then.
Though he has certain concerns.
Such as?
Well, he was very good, actually. He explained what had happened to you very clearly. The effect of having the stroke on the right side
of
your brain.
Oh, do we have to go through this again, Jennifer?
I think we do, Mum. If we're going to be realistic about you coming home...
Well, that's what I'm going to do. And bring Jack with me.
And the doctor said because it occurred on the right side, your speech hasn't been too badly affected.
My speech is perfectly all right.
But your sight has suffered. That's why you're not judging depth and distance very well.
Not too bad now.
And it may very well improve in time.
Well, it will. Once I'm back in my own surroundings, and I know where everything is.
Oh, Mum, you have to face facts. You will have these problems for quite a while, getting in and out of chairs.
I won't.
And using the bathroom, I mean, going upstairs.
I've got my stick. I'll be careful. I'll take things slowly.
If you have to be so careful with yourself, Mum, how on earth will you be able to look after Jack?
I'm not leaving him in that place.
It's only respite care for a short while until you've built your strength up.
I won't leave him there. He can come home with me.
You won't budge on that, will you?
No.
Then how about a compromise?
What is it?
Well, suppose instead of going back to the lodge,
you come and stay with us for a while.
Oh, Jennifer.
No, no, please, just listen to me, Mum. Everyone here seemed much happier about discharging you if you're not going to be on your own for the first week or two.
It's completely impractical.
Why?
You've got your own life to lead.
And you're a big part of it. And if you go to the lodge on your own, I'll be worrying about you the whole time.
No one's asking you to.
But I'm your daughter. No matter how angry you are with me at the moment, that hasn't changed.
You've got Rory to look after.
But he's no trouble. But I used to look after a house full of children, didn't I?
But he's been ill.
Oh, he had a little tummy bug a few days ago. He's completely over that by now.
Oh.
And he'll enjoy having you to stay with us.
But I can't see the point.
So that you can convalesce properly. And if you go back to the lodge, you'll have to worry about the cooking and the cleaning and the running a house. And with us, you can save all your strength to get well again.
And what about Jack?
Well, the sooner you're well again, the sooner you can look after him.
Is this something you've cooked up with Lillian and Tony?
No.
What does Brian say?
Oh, he's all in favour.
I won't be hoodwinked again, you know, Jennifer.
Oh, nobody's hoodwinking you.
You have done already, packing Jack off and not breathing a word to me.
Jack's perfectly happy.
He doesn't belong in a nursing home. He belongs with me.
Well, no one's arguing with that.
If I did agree to stay with you...
Yes.
I'd want him with me as soon as possible.
I know.
You understand that, Jennifer?
Oh, Mum, he's only in the Willows temporarily.
The moment I feel well enough, I'm taking him out of there. Is that clear?
Yes.
And I won't be fobbed off. You've made your terms very clear. Those are mine.
I see.
So if you want to change your mind...
No, no, no. Not at all, Mum. That's settled. You'll come to us... and we'll make things work from there.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.